for Dome! Number one sports betting show coming up. Pat McAfee, Corbin Offices. I am Toe Diggs.
Atta baby Toe.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Toe.
Fucking new backdrop today, pal.
I mean, we're all over the place here, pal.
You look good.
Yeah, little noise in the background, but we'll be all right.
We can't hear even here. Fucking traps are looking good. How was your weekend, pal?
Good. Had some good baseball bets on Saturday and Sunday. You hit Billy Horschel. That was a nice one.
Nice little Billy Ho sprinkle. Friday, I think baseball went well, too, if I remember correctly. Fucking little three ball. Yeah, it was a pretty good weekend.
Yeah.
Plus, well, we definitely didn't have Tampa on Friday night.
Nah.
But we did. I assume we
told
didn't
you
talk.
Had a bad feeling about that
one. Yeah, I had a bad feeling about that one. But we did on home ice. I ran them back yesterday.
Yeah.
I did take 60 minutes, so I did kind of get bailed out there.
Cool. It's a good win, though.
Pal, I assume you were back on the Bolts yesterday?
Yeah, I still think they went in seven, Tony. We're riding this thing out.
Seven?
Yeah. I mean, they're not. I don't see them winning three, four straight, but I think they'll do it in seven.
Yeah, speaking of games, I just took the Celts Warriors series to end in six.
On the Celts?
Well, I didn't have to pick a side. Just end in six.
I felt like that was going to happen last night. Felt like the Warriors were going to do that, but you can't be mad about a split in Golden State.
No, if you're the Celtics, you got to be happy. No, you're not going to win a game where Tatum and Jalen Brown go off. Not go off, but they play okay. And then Horford, Smart, every other starter has 2 points.
Yeah, Horford, Smart combined for four. White still had a few, but yeah, you're not going to win. Like Horford didn't even take a freaking shot.
Fucking Mitt's hot. Mitt was on C's game one, Warriors game two. What are you thinking, Mitt?
Oh, I mean, I've been saying it, Tony. This is all setting up for my favorite bet, what the series would be at the end of game three.
You 2-1 did.
2-1 Celtics.
You actually...
Is that a Kappa shirt, Mitt?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go, dude. Yes. Yeah,
banger of a shirt. Banger of a game last night. The Celtics benched all their players, so I think like that was kind of... I don't know. I still think the over in the series is still a great play.
Did I take the over or the under in the show on Friday?
Yeah, I think you did.
Did it go under yesterday?
By a lot.
Interesting. No. Also, Steph has gone over both of his first two games. Will you please congratulate Steph, Mitt?
Congrats, Steph. You went over your point total in two games. Good job.
That happened this weekend. Obviously, the Avs are going for the sweep tonight, so we'll get to that. Was that Friday night they... No, that was Saturday they played.
Saturday. Mike Smith, I mean, what
Mikey,
the fuck, dude?
Mikey.
How do they not start what's-his-name tonight? Like, what are you doing?
Koskinen, ride or die with Mike Smith. Like,
dude, hey, couple fucking, big saves.
The guy who
Smitty.
Scored didn't even believe he scored when it couple tripped big through his fucking legs. He was trying to jam it in.
He was flopping all over the place, rolling
right
around.
After they hit the post, that save he made where he threw his pads in the air.
Stacking the pads, dude.
That one tonight. What's that one at tonight?
Give me the Avs, but
they're
McDavid,
at a good price too.
McDavid might play 35 minutes.
Why wouldn't you
put it all out there?
-130. That game, I'm not sure anyone's noticed, has gone under in two straight after the absolute bloodbath in game one. It's still at seven. I don't know if I'm gonna run it back again tonight.
No.
I might, though. I might.
I think McDavid's going to score tonight, but I think Avs win. Those are my two I'm putting in tonight.
What are you thinking for tonight, pal?
I was on Oilers game three because I thought they had to have it, but now it's like this thing's dead, especially without Kane, dude. This thing, it's got
to
be over.
Are you heading back to the local Oilers watering hole tonight or what?
Not a chance.
There's a boost.
There's a I saw it. I love it. I couldn't take this boost fast enough. Pal's going to hate it.
Hate it. He's going to absolutely hate it.
Well, we got 16 guys to get one shot.
Even better.
Is that it?
It's even better. It's McKinnon and McDavid to each have over 3.5 shots.
Yeah, I mean, that one I don't mind. It's not six guys. Okay. I'll let you have that one.
Okay. It's from plus 115 to plus 150.
I'm on it.
I'm on it, too. I mean, in a closeout game, you know McDavid's easily getting 3.5. Well, McKinnon, most likely. You would think so. Hopefully. So, Power, you jumping on the absent or what?
Yeah, I'm taking an Avs money line. Fuck it. I'm done with it. There's no reason to believe the Oilers win one now. Especially Kane's been so good for them, dude.
Evander?
So good.
Evander, yeah, who will be suspended for the back, cross-check to the back of Kadri.
That was fucking... You go up 1-0 early and that guy does that. Oh, that was Wild move. Dirty, dude. So dirty.
Nick, plus 172, minus 1.5 with the Avs. Why would you not just lay it there?
Fine.
I love laying the puck line on hockey.
Hey, okay. Fucking do it, Mitt.
Hell yeah.
Are you back? Are you an Avs fan again?
Oh, yeah. I mean, -1.5. It's been good to me lately. Why not?
Why wouldn't you do it?
Mitt's on. Let him eat. Let him eat. Plus 172?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's beautiful. They've covered that every game, basically, right?
Pretty much every game.
I don't know about last game.
Well, they've covered it twice by empty netters at the very end.
Yeah. I lied. I'm also going on Cale Makar and Connor McDavid, both over 0.5 assists. So both guys to have an assist. Didn't hit last time, but that's because Francois shut him out.
Yeah.
You know, with a superior play.
Is what's his name playing? Is Kemper back in net tonight?
No.
Is what's his name better? Is this guy better?
Francois?
Feels like he might be better.
Franco?
No, I think it's just one of those situations where you rally around, like we saw with the Pens and Domingue for a little bit. Franco's not bad, though. He's not as bad as Louis was. He's not letting him five a night.
No one's as bad as fucking Louis is, dude. Lightning plus 120 to win the series. Huh?
Lad?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Plus 120?
Oh, there you are. Did you mute him?
No, I didn't.
No, that was me. I took them plus 220 when they were down 2-0.
Yesterday?
Yeah, before that game.
Or games. Because they were also down 2-0 in the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell you what, when they went down the 2-0, things were not looking good.
That game was electric yesterday, though. It was end-to-end.
I don't know if you've ever heard this, though. Two-goal leads, worst lead in hockey.
That's what they say.
It is. They say that in soccer, too.
You watch wait, hold on a second. Your boys didn't lace up the boots yesterday?
What's going on?
Don't drag me into this.
Your boys didn't
convenient timing. You arrive back on the scene and then all of a sudden the boys just say
first time
enough.
Canadian soccer's been worth a shit in how many years?
What, did you see the boys out this weekend and say, hey, I don't know if you guys should play this weekend. I don't know if you're getting enough money.
I wouldn't play until I'm allowed to fucking go back to America, boys. Shut it down.
I can't believe Connor didn't lace up the fucking boots.
A lot of unhappy people on the news.
I bet there was.
It was a bad scene. Everyone had already traveled to the game and shit. It was chaos.
Did Morenci tweet about it? He had to if I gotta go find it.
He's been going off on it today.
Yeah, he's been tweeting a bunch about it. It is awesome. I feel like I'm kind of in Canada whenever I was like, look through his Twitter.
Morenci is an absolute menace.
As you
when he starts tweeting, just follow because he's going to send out about 50 in half an hour.
Do you think we're going to get any live lines for this weekend's first inaugural tournament? Or
should I ask Johnny Cash?
I know. I was pissed that I had him on and didn't. hey, do you know what the PGA Tour event is this weekend, though?
What do we got?
It's the Canadian Open.
Who's in it?
Fucking everyone except for DJ and Phil, pretty much.
John Rahm hasn't played well in a while now, huh?
He ended up with a top 10 finish or a top 20 finish.
Yeah. Maybe he went on a run there. He's just winning every tourney.
Yeah. This year he hasn't won, but he finished well. Scoot's in this one. JT's in this one. Rory. All the normal guys are in this one. Coming up to Corey Connors. We could take a flyer on Corey Connors, probably.
Yeah, have to do it.
On his home soil. Land. Kidding me?
Homeland.
All right, so NHL, we're good for tonight. Did I say I'm on the boost? Maybe I'll just be on the boost.
Get on the assist train.
Hop on the
I don't like the assist train.
McCard, McDavid, one assist each. Come on.
I can't find a way to buy a ticket for the assist train.
I don't like that you don't like the assist train.
I may jump on the under 7 again.
Not a bad idea.
What's the worst case scenario?
Mike Smith gives up 10. How many goals does Mike Smith have to give up to get fucking yanked, dude?
It was a goddamn legend, okay?
The legend is dying as we speak. That five-hole, dude, was so shit right after they hit the post to fucking go up.
Can't wait till he's starting for the fucking Stars next year.
He came up with the Stars. He was Marty Turco's backup, dude.
Yeah, like 20
fucking years ago. Literally 20 years ago.
Best fucking puck handler in the league.
Yeah,
let's go.
You even heard that?
Three more in the back.
Yeah, especially when he fires it right up the gut.
All right, we're good on.
Go Avs, go.
Go Avs, go. Mitt, do you think he's on the Avs?
No, I know that he's going to get himself in the back of the net. I know what we're talking about. I watched one of these games.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hockey, we're good. We're checked on. NBA, any thoughts or whatever? Game, what's the game? When's the next game? Saturday, Sunday?
Wednesday. We're taking a week off.
Wednesday.
Another 3 days.
Line's 3.5. So we did not expect that, did we?
It opened at 3.
Full fucking touchdown switch from fucking home to away in this series.
What did we
That's
think?
Weird. And they stick with their guns, so this is what it's going to be every game.
I think we predicted Celts -1, maybe.
Yeah.
I think if you gave it -1, though, everyone would have hammered the Celts. And now Celts are -3.5, so obviously everyone's hammering them because they opened -3, so they got it right.
Correct.
What are they money line?
150. 4.
Fuck that.
Lay the juice on that.
The series is a coin flip right now. Warriors are slight favorites. Steph's the -115 to win the MVP, followed by Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Those are probably don't see it going anywhere besides that after two games.
Is there almost a thought to take, if you want to bet the Celtics, if you have to lay, like you have to lay this juice, might as well just take them in the series and then, because really whoever wins this game has a better shot. Like you think it's going to end in 6? If it's going to end in 6, you probably have to win game 3.
Who?
The Celtics.
Oh.
Either team. Really, either team.
Someone is going to have to win game 3 if it's going to end in 6. Tell you what, man, I am going to agree. I'm 1,000% going to agree.
No, actually, no shit, but someone has to win the fucking game.
No, I know what you're saying.
That's like, just a better, it's just much better price, like 150 or plus, what did you say, plus 102? What are the Celtics at?
-105 for the series.
-105. Warriors are -115.
I mean, you could also, if you think the Celts are going to win, take Tatum +145 as the MVP. You get a little more juice that way.
I mean, if you believed in the Warriors, you should have hammered them after game 1, right?
Correct.
They were what, +120? Maybe more, maybe better?
Yeah.
This series is, I don't know.
Dude, for the Celtics,
Celtics got to win game 3, I think, as well. I know Mitt thinks somebody has to win it, but Celtics have to win it more. Like, if Warriors win game 3, I think they're in trouble.
Yeah. There's a thing going around right now, by the way, gambling internet, and I've heard it last year, too. Warriors third quarter, they are unbelievable coming out of half. So it happened in game 1. It happened in game 2. Look to hit the Warriors third quarter. What were you saying?
Did you think that was a second technical? What did you think?
I mean, which part? Like when he pushed him on the ground, or like
that's the thing. Like Draymond knows he can get away with whatever.
It didn't really look like a technical to me.
Yeah.
And I'm okay if a ref knows in the back of his head, like, hey, this will be his second. I don't want to toss him for something like this. I'm okay with that.
Fair play.
Boo. I actually hate that. That was so I hate Draymond as a player.
No.
And watching him is so annoying. The way he plays is so annoying. That was absolute bullshit. Like, I don't know how you think that was not a tackle.
I had more problems with his fucking moving screens, like a fucking O-line.
Me too.
Dude, like, come on,
that's
dude.
A fucking tech.
Like, that can't happen. That cannot happen. He fucking train wrecked four guys while Curry hits a three. Like, that is awful. Like, that cannot happen in the NBA Finals.
Yeah, that is fucking...
I'm with you on that. It's not a tech, but I agree with you.
Yeah.
How great Steph Curry is. He has Trent Williams fucking blocking for him. This is bullshit. Yep. Yeah,
this fucking kid.
Do you hate Steph Curry?
I hate him with a passion.
Only player that I actually don't like in the NBA, or actually only player I've ever not liked, really.
So it was like when the Warriors were really good.
We beat LeBron all the time.
I remembered why, like, I didn't like them, and then like they weren't good. So it's like, oh yeah, like I like Steph and Draymond. But now it's like, now that they're good again, I'm kind of like, I love Steph, but Draymond, it's like now I'm like, okay, the gimmick's getting old, pal.
I got no disagreement there. So we got that on Wednesday. We'll break that down more this week. We did NHL. We talked, you know, we got a golf tournament coming up this week. French Open. Did you win anything on the French Open?
French Open. No. Did you see Nadal getting warmed up though before that?
The guy's an absolute fucking beast.
Fucking just right in that guy's face. That guy had no chance, dude. He was fucking running rampant.
We were guessing Nadal would be what, like 300-400 on the show when Bruce was here on Friday or whatever. He was -600 favorite. Just, hey, that's Rafa on clay though.
I mean, that is absurd. He is just another level on clay.
Okay. So all we really have left today is a little MLB, and it's a short slate. I like it, though. I think it's a pretty good slate.
I think I picked almost every game.
Yeah, I have I got four in a lean.
Four in a lean.
I felt bad because it was... What, it's only 2, 4, 6 games tonight? So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna give a leaner up.
Hey, don't look now, but the Red Sox are a 500 ball club, my friend.
Don't look now, my friend.
Long season, boys. There's a long season.
There's a team that we've hated all year long, that we talked about earlier in the season that could be one of those teams that, because it's happened to the MLB a lot the last few years, is, you know, they make a turn here after having a terrible start, and they just fired their manager. Phillies are hot.
Yeah. They can hit.
They can definitely match.
But it's the pitching. Can the pitching hold up?
Okay. I haven't even looked. Who's the favorite for MVP and shit right now?
I haven't looked in a while. Ohtani, I imagine.
Judgy's actually the favorite right now for MVP.
Really?
+210. Ohtani's 350. Trout's 450. NL, that's for the AO. NL, Mookie Betts is 300, Goldschmidt's 420, Machado, Alonzo, Harper.
Judgy's gonna get 400 schmil.
Oh,
what a fucking move here to bet on yourself, man. That's unbelievable.
I don't mind taking a flyer here. I'm not a flyer. Like, Alonzo's 900, but Lindor's 3500. He's having himself a fucking hell of a season.
I mean, Mets are...
I know, that's what I'm saying. If they win the East and it's not without fucking pitching,
yeah. Think about it. they could get DeGrom and Scherzer back like full They are a very good ball club.
Okay, let's just start it. D-backs are at the Reds. Bumgarner versus Hunter Green. This is my leany. Reds are great against lefties. I couldn't take Green over Bumgarner, but my lean was the Reds. And I know you can't not take Bumgarner against the Reds. So
Hunter Green has electric stuff.
Electric stuff.
Like, he first two innings against the Red Sox last outing, Red Sox didn't touch the ball.
Correct.
Then he just ends up getting lit up. And like he should not be a starter. Like, just put him in the pen for two or three. It'd be electric. Mad Bum hasn't been great. I'm not touching this one, Tony.
Okay. Well, this was my lean. I lean Reds.
That might be the one I'd stay away from.
I'm not putting money on it, but if someone is out there and wants to bet this game tonight, that's the way I go. That's the way I lean. Texas is at Cleveland. John Gray versus Cal Quantrill.
Yeah.
Which way are you going?
Guardians, first five money line.
Okay. They are...
I love Quantrill.
They're actually... Cleveland's playing well.
Yep.
And I know you love Quantrill.
You're going the other way?
No, I couldn't do it. Rangers are 1-4 in their last five, and Guardians are 5-1 in their last six. But I decided I didn't want to take it. I stayed away.
Yeah, I'll sit with the Guardians.
Okay. Bob Ray against Christian Javier. That would be Seattle at Houston. I got Houston first five money line -150.
Good on you, Tom.
Javier has a .38 ERA at home. Bobby Ray, worse on the road. There is a worry here that Seattle is the better hitting team as of late, but I'll take
Bobby Ray cannot find it.
Cannot find it. Javier at home has been an absolute fucking stallion. And if I see 150 or less with the Stros, I have a hard time passing that up.
I'm surprised it hasn't transferred over for Robbie Ray. Like, he pitched in the AL East last year.
I know.
His lights out. I mean, I guess the AL West is pretty stacked, too, as far as hitting's concerned.
Are you taking anything there?
I know Nick messaged me. He said he was taking Mariners first five plus.
Absolute half, lies. I won't stand for it. I will never bet on the Mariners again.
Are you sitting this one out too?
Yeah.
I thought you were on a wall.
I know if I bet the Astros, Robbie Ray is going to go fucking
true.
Five innings, no runs.
For sure.
Guppy, why do you never bet the Astros? You have something against the Astros.
He did have something against them.
I bet the Astros a fair amount, but yeah, I do hate the Astros.
No, but you do bet them a fair amount.
Yeah.
It's one of those weird things with you, because you normally will spite bet the fuck out of someone. But for
baseball is the one sport you really can't, though.
Yeah.
Because to me, you're betting the pitcher.
Yes.
Like, even if I hate a team, I probably don't mind the pitcher.
Yeah. Okay.
And Astros kind of lost some of the guys. Like,
they did. A lot of them.
You know? Yeah. They're still good, though. I mean, props to them. They keep losing guys, and they're still a very good ball team.
Toronto is at KC. Ross Stripling versus Daniel Lynch. I'm going to lay the half here with Toronto.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tony. I don't see. They lost to the Twins yesterday. I mean, they were wearing, I don't know why they wore those jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
They only usually wear those on Canada Day, so as soon as they wore those. Twins first five plus +1.5 yesterday might have been the
steal.
Greatest bet of all time. It was absurd. But yeah, I'll lay the half with the Blue Jays today, Tom.
Jays 5-0 in their last five on the road. 9-2 in their last 11 overall versus KC, who, you know, they're not, they haven't been as great. 1-6 in their last seven home games. 1-5 in their last six, first game of the series. And I didn't want to lay the 180, obviously, or whatever. So I'll lay the half with the Jays there.
There you go.
Toronto's also very good against lefties, which Donnie Lynch is. Sox are at the Angels. Waka Waka goes against Syndergaard. Sox are dogs to a team that has lost, 11 straight?
They've lost 11 straight?
I think so.
So I didn't know this. I found this out yesterday. There's no game 163 this year.
Oh, there's no playoff. There's no playing.
If teams are tied, it literally goes off head-to-head record.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't love that. But Angels and Red Sox are tied for that third wild card spot right now.
Yeah,
Angels
11.
Took
11
three
straight
or four from them already.
11 straight.
Jesus, yeah. Give me Waka Flocka plus a half, dude.
11 fucking straight for that team. I got Waka and Syndergaard evenish because Waka on the road hasn't been as good as he has at home. But Boston has the much better bats, and I'm going against a team that has lost 11 in a row. I got the Sox first five plus a half.
There we go.
As Nick said, though, about the Philadelphia Flyers, they are going to have to win at some point.
It's true.
Tonight's not that night.
Okay. No, not this series. Could've after been. The Sox leave.
Next we have last game of the night. Mets at the Dads. This one's gonna be tough for you, or
yeah.
Once again, Mets plus a half, I'll take it.
You're on the Mets?
Yeah. Carrasco actually liked better than Snell. Snell, I don't know what the fuck you're ever gonna get out of that guy.
Seems to be good at home. He uses so many pitches, Tony, in a short he gets strikeouts, but he walks guys. Like, he just, he's never going to go that long, it feels like. But I like the dads here. I don't. Oh, Carrasco's kind of been up and down lately. I'm taking the dads.
Look at you.
I love the dads.
I know you do. Which kind of shocks me, because you hate teams where people crown them before they do anything. And the Padres were the ultimate crown before they did anything team.
They're also hype boy. Like, this should be Mitt's favorite baseball team. Like, when Tatis was
wait till Tatis gets back
for the dads.
This is fucking
sick. If Southside stinks, you should switch to the dads.
Well, man. Southside has no fucking pitching, and Tim Anderson kind of hasn't done shit in the last couple games. So, yeah, I don't know. I am maybe looking at Tatis as my new favorite player. I'm thinking about it.
Okay, it's early. Hey, it's the beginning of June. You got plenty of time, fellas.
Glad I could put that nugget in your ear, man.
We'll give you to the All-Star break to switch teams, okay?
When he got the cover of the MLB 2K game, when he was flipping the bat and I saw the commercial for that, I was like, oh, okay, that dude's fucking hype, awesome. Dude. Yeah, dude, he has the dreads. He looks like the fucking coolest player of all time.
All right, I got Houston first five money line, Toronto first five lay in the half, and then two puppies. Red Sox first five plus a half, and the Mets first five plus a half.
I have.
And the Reds.
Red Sox first five plus a half. Guardians first five money line. Blue Jays first five minus a half. And Dads first five money line.
We're only going against each other one game. It's good. That's how you like to see it.
The Mets are the right side, though.
Oh, don't fucking
I sat
do
on
it.
That one.
Don't
I
do what you just did for to me.
Good, as I sat on that one for a good 20 minutes this morning, I said, I don't know. I believe in Snell at home for some reason.
Okay. Oh, no.
What now?
If Lightning Rangers goes seven games, game seven is scheduled the same night at MSG as Justin Bieber concert. Who's going to win that one?
Dude, probably luck. Bieber.
Good seriously, luck.
Probably Bieber.
Is the NHL going to move game seven because of Biebs?
That would be fucking
what if they play games? The NHL would do this. They would play their game seven on back-to-back nights because of this.
100%.
Oh, yeah, 100%. They already did it fucking in Florida. What was that for?
That was because the Heat. It was because the Heat had a game.
We're playing the Celtics. Six,
I thought it was
something.
A concert.
No, it was the Heat. That'll be exciting to see. All right, the rest of the week we have. Oh wait, Nick's back. Raldi, can you hear me?
Probably right now.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Is the NHL going to play their game seven on a back to back because of Biebs? Will they move it?
They will probably move it. This happened to the Pens in Capitals one
fucking
time.
Donny Iris concert.
Even better than a Donny Iris concert. What was it, 2008 or 2009, I believe, there was a Yanni concert at Console or
here.
I can't remember which arena it was, but they had to move the game, yeah, and Yanni wore Penn's jersey, and then Penn's ended up winning the series, and a lot of people were not happy about it.
HBK line?
No, but this was like 08, 09.
Was the youngins.
Jeez.
Fucking Billy Garen.
Great Yaz flute, though, from Yanni. Keyboardist, dude.
No, we were just saying how I can see them. I can see them just moving into a back-to-back for their game seven.
I mean, if it's Colorado Rangers Stanley Cup final.
I mean, I don't even know who. I don't know who that is, but they are definitely not Biebs selling out fucking MSG.
Who, Yanni?
Yeah, I mean, they're not Bieber, dude. They're definitely moving the NHL game for Biebs.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, they had to play back-to-back because Yanni was playing at Mellon Arena, so Capitals were not happy about it.
Okay.
Yanni. What a legend.
All right. Rest of the week, we do have... Hopefully we continue. You know what? I hope the fucking... I know you're on the other side, but I hope the Orioles win tonight just so we got a game.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was hoping. If they won Saturday, then it was like, okay, here we go. We got a series. But now it's like... Thankfully, the Bolts won yesterday. We would have been right fucked.
Oh, yeah, we would have.
Oh, no. I just realized if Colorado wins tonight, we don't have a game on Thursday to like look forward to and bet on other than baseball.
Biggie, you didn't realize that.
Baseball's always there for you, pal. Don't forget it.
Still can't believe we don't have the World Cup this summer to do it. All right, yeah. NHL the rest of the week. ML, NBA Wednesday, and then what, Friday? MLB, golf on Wednesday.
Are you going Wednesday, Friday?
I think so. Somebody said that.
See, this is why this schedule makes no sense, because now you're skipping the weekend.
Connor said it.
Fucking so now they're going Friday, Monday.
Let me see. He could be wrong.
No, I think I saw that. He's right.
Let's see here.
What are they doing, the home and homes? Like a
Wednesday, Friday.
No, the NBA is different, right?
Yeah, Wednesday, Friday, Monday. Game 7 or game 5 would be Monday.
I'm used to them. Usually they went back and forth, but I guess they used to do it three games in a row.
2-2-1-1-1.
Yeah, they used to
do. Oh, so the same as hockey?
Yeah.
Used to be 2-3-2.
Yeah, so it used to be different, though, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I remember when LeBron was going a bunch and they were going, like, they would have to go back and forth.
2-3-2 was so dumb.
But I think they might do. I think they might do 2-3-2.
It is kind of dumb.
2-3-2 was literally giving the advantage to the worst seed.
Correct.
If they won one game, they could literally win a series at home. They win one of the first two away.
So dumb.
Made no sense.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Same time, same place. At Hammer Down on Twitter and Instagram. Tell all your friends and family to follow on youtube.com/HammerDown. Maybe Lefty will come in here this week and give some picks out.
Lefty, on the fucking links.
I heard the kid was swinging a fucking hot stick this weekend.
Had some pin seekers.
See, kids got it. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
Down.